This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense. Last song was Harlequin by Tomato Flower off of their album No. Before that, To the Moon by Sweet Trip off of You Will Never Know Why. Before that, Wiggle by Stove off of Is a Toad in the Rain. And the first of the four was Stay by Fleeting Colors, which is a single, at the very least. I don't know if that's off an upcoming album or what, but it's good. And, exciting news, is that both Tomato Flower and Fleeting Colors being a local band, Tomato Flower being from Baltimore, they're going to be playing a show this week. It's going to be happening at Petit Ours on the 19th. That's a Saturday. I think I complained throughout all of March that the shows that I really wanted to go to were happening on Thursdays, which kind of sucked. But not that much. But now, given that it is beginning to be spring, there's so many shows that I now have to like pick and choose, or just dump a lot of money in any given week to actually attend the things that I want to. So that's its own challenge. Third band that I'm not mentioning yet, but am mentioning now, I guess. Golden Star is going to be playing that same show at Petit Ours. I'll be playing them later in the hour, and if you've been listening to this show in the last few weeks, last few months, I've been playing a lot of Golden Star. I played the entirety of their EP, so I'm really excited about seeing them. I've never seen Tomato Flower. I have seen Fleeting Colors. Fleeting Colors is great live. Golden Star, I've never had the chance to see live, and they're local, so that's pretty exciting. To comment a little bit more on Tomato Flower, I think, well, I don't know. I'm thinking mostly about like the pairing of them next to Sweet Trip, and then how they're sort of bands that I wouldn't have described in the same way before putting them together. And I think that's something, sort of an exercise I like about putting together playlists for this show, is that it forces me to look for commonalities in music and to sort of break away from just listening to an album. You know, I think to myself, it's like, oh, well, this is the artist's intention for the music to be played this way next to these songs, whatever. But at the same time, I feel like trying to place music sensibly alongside other disparate pieces of music is sort of an interesting exercise, and it's made me pay a lot of attention, or pay a lot more attention to the music itself and what makes it up, and how people even describe their own music. Like, I guess Tomato Flower describing themselves as like neo-psychedelia and stuff like that. Anyway, I'm going to shut up for a bit. Next one is going to be from Yalele off of Birdhouse and Conduit. Wow.
Shut up.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, what did I say? I don't know. CFRC.ca, if I didn't already say that. And CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song. What was that? That was Iris Maze. That was by Glass Dolls off of their, very recent album, came out a few weeks ago, I think, called EP. Not even self-titled, just EP. Wow. Before that, Dumb Sleep by Melrose off of their self-titled. Before that, Shy at First by Cootie Catcher off of, what do you know, Shy at First. And the first of the four was Shadow Play by Yalele off of Birdhouse in Conduit. I'm going to try really hard this time not to sound like an idiot. I think it's having blocks of four songs that throws me off, and a lot of other things, maybe. Anyway, another show to mention, Glass Dolls, like I mentioned, very recent EP, came out sometime middle of March, late March. I hadn't seen it until I was clicking through a friend's, like, Bandcamp wish list, and all of a sudden I see this album, it's like, whoa, tons of people have bought this, and, like, it's a free album, whoa, it's, so people must really like it, it's local. Wow, and I've never heard of this guy, never seen him play shows, no previous releases. I think he was involved in recording or mixing for Total Nada, punk band here. Anyway, a lot of those purchases seem to be bots or promo accounts or something like that, so that was pretty disappointing. But truth be told, I really like the EP, so scummy promo tactics aside, I'm kind of excited. And this Glass Dolls is going to be playing a couple of shows this month. There's one this week, the 18th, also Petit Ours. It's going to be alongside White Knuckle and the Pox. I've never seen either of those bands, but they're like, I think White Knuckle has been, they've called themselves Egg Punk, maybe, but I don't think any band that calls themselves Egg Punk really sounds much like Egg Punk anymore. But punk bands, garage punk, what have you, should be good. And then there's also a later one on the 25th at the Crumper that's going to be alongside two bands that I don't know, Special Delivery and Skull Channel. That should also be cool. And anyway, I really like the EP regardless of my suspicions about it. So pretty cool to find it. And I am looking forward to those shows. Going to have to pick one or the other probably. It really reminded me of something, but I couldn't quite place what. I think it was the album Melrose by Melrose, but I'm probably going to continue picking through my music library to see if there's something that sounds exactly like this that I've forgotten about over the years, but I think just like the production, the really crunchy lo-fi drums reminded me of Melrose maybe, but anyway, there's more stuff coming, going to get a little bit slower, and the next is going to be from the band Monopot.